Hello, dear listeners. I hope you're hearing me well. As of this recording, it is still January 1st, 2024, just moments after I wrapped up the recording of the previous episode, which will be called An Actual Train of Thought, Part 9. Well, this will be Part 10. The reason for this is twofold. One, I didn't feel like adding to the previous episode in post because I felt like it was fine enough as it was. But also, I just feel like making a lot of content right now is the only way that I will keep my brain occupied and not fall in a bout of, I don't know how to call it. Depression is a very big word. I don't want to come off as if I'm fighting a depression right now. I need to do something to feel useful. And right now, it feels useful to me to just talk into my phone while I'm folding the laundry. And I'm going to put you down. Yeah, I'm going to refer to my phone as you. It feels a bit more natural, so I'm going to put you down so I can continue folding the laundry. And while I'm doing that, I'm just going to keep on talking and ignore the silence. Because if you're a man like me, then you will often feel as if silence is an enemy to be either fought with whatever it is that I'm doing right now, or something that you should only face when you're not home alone. And I can already imagine my fiance listening to this and getting a little bit worried, but trust me, darling, I think that what I'm doing right now is a better spending of my time than just flat out feeling sorry for myself while I stare at my computer screen. Also, I'm folding up our laundry, and, you know, it's also something useful. So, yeah, 2 minutes ago, I was in the middle of recording another episode, which would have been about the book that I'm working on right now called The Good Company. But 5 minutes in, I realized that talking about a project I am making, instead of just talking about the things that are going on inside my big-ass head, it's a bit harder to do, because if I want to talk about a project I'm working on, I want it to be a bit more focused and less scatterbrained than the usual fare of this podcast. So I decided to scrap that episode and save it for a time where I have actually written something down which I can read off of, so that if anyone is listening in the future and hears me talking about my projects, that they at least get the small sense that what I'm working on is a bit more focused than whoever is working on it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. You're a very good listener. Feels like listening is all you can do. I think if you start talking back to me, then I really need to get help. Oh, man. I don't know if this is a good idea. If me just rattling on in this podcast is a good idea. Because when I'm... One of the things that makes my life a little difficult is that in moments where I get very open about myself. Oh, that was a very scary sound. It sounded like a ghost, but I'm pretty sure that was just the pipes doing their thing. And that's firework in the distance. What was I about to say again? Oh yeah, right. In moments like these where I'm being very open with somebody, in this case, you, the disembodied listener, I start to become very self-conscious. And when I become self-conscious, I tend to put my foot on the brakes a bit. But I feel like I shouldn't do that, because really, the moment that I started this podcast, which is now already a few years ago, I felt that actually talking about what I'm thinking instead of bottling it all up, even though I'm talking into a phone with an audience of 1 to 3 people, even just talking helps me organize my thoughts. It's as if I'm processing what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking out loud, and that you can hear that process is just, I guess, the cherry on top. You know, I'm gonna make a promise to myself and to you, dear listener. When I have a bit more free time on my hands, and when I'm a little less stressed out about my monetary position and my dog, then I'm gonna try and find a therapist. You know, I'm 26 years old, still pretty young, and somewhere in the future, I am going to become a dad someday. And one of the things that I want to avoid is that my child is gonna come into this world having to be raised by a man who doesn't have his shit in order. Now, I know parents are still human and they're just as prone to making mistakes as any other human being on this planet. But I want to make sure that when the time comes where I go into that hospital room and I greet my child along with my fiance or my wife, maybe even by that point, that I can make damn sure that by the moment that child opens its eyes, that they can look upon a man who has done everything in his power to become the best father that child will ever have. So yeah, I'm gonna walk my dog now. And when my fiance gets home, I'm gonna hug her, share with her the fact that I made 2 podcast episodes in a row to keep my head from spinning. And then I'll spend the next 20 minutes after that just reassuring her that I'll be okay, because I know how she is. She's gonna worry about me. Anyway, thanks for hearing me out, dude. I really needed someone to talk to. With that being said, I hope you have a great evening, afternoon, or morning, or whatever time of day you're going through right now. And I'll see you later.